Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is about one of the best ways to use social media. You can network and get to know just about anyone. Well, as long as they're not at the Beyoncé level of success. But with a little time and thoughtfulness, you can form relationships with people in your industry in a way that just wasn't possible a few years ago. I've been blogging for a great many years, and at some point I realized that I felt I knew many of my regular commenters, even though I had never met them in person. They share little bits of their lives, and as they comment on articles, I figure out their views on the universe. If I met any of these people in person, no doubt we would feel like old friends. Actually, I know we would. I first met my co-host on the Best of Both Worlds podcast, Sarah Hart Unger, through comments we left on each other's blogs. When we did first meet in person, we didn't have to spend all of our time cycling through small talk. I already knew what was big in her mind. Now, I know that few people post on blogs multiple times a week anymore, but a lot of people are on social media. And for all the time it is possible to waste on social media, it is also possible to form real connections with thoughtful comments. So, identify a few people that you'd like to get to know. Maybe these are people in your industry whose work you admire, or who friends have told you are interesting. You're probably better off choosing about a dozen people you can truly follow, rather than 100 you'll get distracted by. Listen to their posts for a while, and then when you find a thread you feel you can contribute helpfully to, chime in. No arguments or name-calling or other online temptations. You're trying to be of service here. Continue to do this. And unless we're talking people with millions of followers, almost every influencer notices the name of frequent commenters who say interesting stuff. No doubt some will start following you. And then when you are putting things out into the world, like journal articles or industry blog posts or virtual presentations, these folks will remember your name. And you can follow their articles and presentations and send them notes about it. Just like that, you have a real professional relationship. It doesn't matter that you haven't actually seen each other in person. Now, to be sure, someday we will go back to seeing people in person. Conferences will return and we'll meet new industry people there. But I've found that conferences tend to go better when I've met a lot of people virtually beforehand. And I use the in-person time as just a chance to put a name with a face. The real work of networking can be done online. The in-person stuff is really just the icing on the cake. So today, think about how you'd like to connect with people on social media. Think about who you might like to connect to. Try leaving a comment or two or replying to a tweet or a post, as long as it feels authentic to do so. Do this again in a few days. It's networking. It just looks a little different. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office.
The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, Each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.